The big story of the day is this leaked report on climate change. It comes from the U.S. government itself, and it paints a pretty grim picture of where we are and where we're heading. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, has been poring over a copy of the report, and he's here with me. So I gather the New York Times got a copy of this report, Peter.
Yeah, it's a draft report that reviews the latest climate science from around the world. It was put together by 13 federal agencies, including NASA, the EPA, even the Department of Defense. And it was done under a longstanding federal program called the National Climate Assessment. As you said, the Times got a copy of the latest version and it published it online last night, although earlier versions had been available online earlier in the year. It's pretty stark and unequivocal in its findings. It essentially makes clear that climate change is already here, already having significant impacts through rising temperatures, rising sea levels, increased extreme weather events. It makes clear that these impacts will continue to get worse in the U.S. and around the world, and that some of them are locked in no matter what we do, even if we were to stop releasing carbon pollution today. And it also says flat out that humans are primarily responsible for these changes and that, quote, there are no alternative explanations.
Okay, it's extremely concerning stuff, especially now that it's coming from 13 federal agencies. But it's not like any of this is a revelation, is it?
Right. And there are a couple of reasons, though, that this is still an important document at this particular time. I'll let Catherine Hayhoe lay out the first of these. She's a climate scientist at Texas Tech University, and she's one of the lead authors of the report. And she spoke to the BBC NewsHour this morning.
This is the most comprehensive science report that has been published outside of the auspices of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, to my knowledge. It is also the most up-to-date one. It is based on previously published science, but it brings it together in a way that really presents us with a stark and unyielding picture of the tremendous impact humans are having on this planet, and moreover, the importance of the decisions that we are making today to reduce and eventually eliminate our carbon emissions.
So as Catherine Hayhoe said there, this report really pulls together the latest and best science on the climate crisis. But it's her last comment that really points to the bigger importance of this document, and that is the timing.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit astonishing that this report should come out during the Trump administration.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It hasn't officially come out yet. It was actually the result of work done under the Obama administration, which is not to say that it's a political document. As I said, it's part of a long-standing process going back to 1990 that's been carried out under presidents of both parties and really is all about the science, what we know about climate change, what we don't know. But as we know now, as a whole, the Trump administration is extremely hostile to climate science and to the very notion that climate change is happening and humans are largely responsible. And of course, Trump has announced that the U.S. will pull out of the global Paris Climate Agreement and has moved to roll back President Obama's biggest efforts to cut climate pollution here in the U.S. So I think that's certainly some part of what Catherine Hayhoe was referring to when she talked about the importance of decisions we make today to really pay attention to this or not. And actually, one of those decisions has to do with this report itself. It still has to go through a final review process. And the Times is reporting that at least some scientists in the field are concerned that the Trump administration will try to block it or at least water it down. I don't know anything about the Times sources on this, of course, and they didn't drop any hints in their article. But one has to imagine that the person who released it to the paper wanted to get it out into the public before the Trump administration had a chance to put on the brakes.
This isn't the only fairly big news this week on the climate front, is it, Peter?
Well, right. As usual, there's a lot going on. But one big piece of news comes from our friends at the BBC who are reporting that countries may be seriously underreporting their greenhouse pollution. And that could be really bad news for our ability to track carbon sources. And it also gets at a potential problem with the Paris Agreement. One of that agreement's major points was that it requires countries to report their emissions and what it plans to do to cut them. But of course, if countries are cheating or if they just aren't able to keep good track, that could undermine the integrity of the entire agreement.
Meantime, as we'll hear in a moment, a lot of the planet is super hot today.
Yeah, we've seen off-the-charts heat so far this year in the U.S., in the Southwest, in the Northwest, and in Europe. And temperature data from NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration here in the U.S., shows that the first half of this year was the second hottest first half of the year on record. Which in a sense is not that surprising because the last 3 years have each been hotter than the previous one and each one the hottest year on record. But scientists were expecting this year to be a good deal cooler because last year was pushed over the top by an El Nino event, which really increases global temperatures generally. This year, it's not El Nino. They expected them to fall considerably and they didn't. So that is just the latest worrying piece of news on the climate front.
The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson there.